Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
That's right. The Drive is live, and it's good to be back in the building with you fellas. And we'll have some fun today, baby. It's a good Wednesday. We will talk to Seth and Sean a little bit later on. We'll talk to them. We got a busy show. We'll talk to them in the 5 o'clock hour because Roflo will be with us to talk about these Astros who are about to get started here.
I'm faded in, right now.
There you go, in about an hour and a half or so. But he'll join us, and it's Wednesday, so we'll talk to B. Scott to get a Texans report. So we got a full show lined up for you on this Wednesday. Again, as I said, Clint, you got the Astros who are looking to get the sweep. They get swept over there by the Red Sox, and now they go into Miami and look for a sweep with Spencer Arrighetti on the mound today. So a little day baseball. We'll keep you updated with that and abreast as they get going at 3:40, which is weird. Usually they, you know, East Coast, they'd have been playing by now already, but they're going 3:40.
Could be a great day, man, for the Astros. It's been a good couple of days here with this series, with the offense just, yes, you know, exploding there, and it could be big if they can go ahead and handle business and get this sweep and get it, you know, with Spencer Arrighetti doing work on the bump. That would be, that as an Astros fan, it'd be a nice little rebound from that that heartbreak in Boston.
As you said, man, if you could just avoid sweeps, you know, they'll be in good shape. The lead is still 3.5 now as the Mariners. They're getting hot too. But keeping pace, I think the Rangers beat the Yankees. To send the Yankees, I think they're 6 straight loss. So keeping ahead of the Rangers and the Mariners or the Astros, but we will keep you updated on what's going on there. The lineup is out for the Astros today, as Clint said, Spencer Arrighetti. We'll get into him a little bit more later on to let you know what Joe Espada has said about his plans for him today. But the lineup is out today. Astros are going to lead off with Correa, Clint. Correa playing third base and is going to lead off. That doesn't horn you off?
I mean, I'm hopeful for the best, and I think he can produce. It's still Los Correa, but I was just talking when you were out yesterday, Ron. I was telling Luke and Clint, I came across some wild-ass numbers and stats regarding Los Correa whenever he's batting in that fourth position, that cleanup spot this season, and he is substantially, like, the numbers are insanely better for Correa whenever he's hitting cleanup.
I think you made some great, great topics. Points. I missed it. Because this is how you know how nasty Tyler is. He just ran past that. That doesn't get you horned up?
You said horned off, by
did
the
I
way.
Say horned off?
That don't
that
get don't you get horned off? Off? Oh, yeah, that let me tell you about off. This. Let me tell you about this Correa in the four hole.
2 o'clock on Sports Radio 610, I'm guaranteed to be horned up.
Any kind of horny horn.
It's automatic.
It is so a part of him.
I fully expected horned up, and I was like, I was going to be, damn, that was good. And you went with off. I went, whoa, that's great.
I stopped myself, too.
That is a little aggressive.
Tyler rolled through it like it's a regular saying.
Hey, thank you, Tyler.
But how about that? To your point, Tyler, how about that? Tyler went on this. I mean, he held up the closing of the show yesterday with the with Correa in the four hole. Let me tell y'all about this stat I found.
And that ain't leaned him up. And
Spotted didn't wait 24 hours to say, "Nah, to hell with your stat, Tyler. I don't care how good he is."
The hell, Joe.
I'm not even gonna do what makes sense and put him in that three hole, that four hole, that five hole. Man. I'm gonna lead him off, man.
I think this is Dana personally. Correa, Sanchez, Altuve is playing second base. Walker, Caratini's catching tonight. Diaz, who's starting to get hot from the plate, is the DH today with Trammell and Smith. And then Dubon is up playing shortstop as Pena gets the day off. So that is where we are. Ocho, Ron, stop worrying about the Mariners and Rangers. The Tigers are about to lose. So we have a chance to tie them in the loss column for the two seed in the AL. Ocho, I'm not. I just simply read off the damn standings.
Hold on, just a little update.
I just read off the standings. Damn it, Ocho. Good Lord. I was a little concerned about the Mariners a couple of days ago at 2.5. I really was. After that sweep. We'll see what rolls. Yeah,
two and a half up with this Sugarland. Almost said Skeeters. Yes. Well, I like Skeeters, man. I mean, Skeeters was so fitting.
And I got to yell Skeet Skeet.
Skeeters was so fitting, man.
Such a Skeet Skeet, man.
I mean, we got mosquitoes around this joint that'll pick you up and drag your ass off if you ain't careful, man. That was so fitting. But anyway,
Space Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, you come on the heels of getting swept by Boston, and you got a bunch of Space Cowboys in the lineup and in the starting rotation, and here comes the Mariners who just what'd they add, about 50 home runs to their lineup at the trade deadline.
Yeah, they did some things. They're keeping them at bay. If they can get a sweep to cancel out what happened in Boston, that would be big, and they would have an even road trip right there with that thing there if they can get it done against the Miami Marlins. It's big because the Marlins were coming in hot, winning five in a row before the Astros got a hold of them. All right, Clint, as we know, they are in West Virginia right now during training camp, and today was just a walk-through type of practice, but I still think there was some really good news and talking points that came out of that. As again, as I said, we'll talk to Seth and Sean coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. But Clint, we saw Christian Harris and Damian Pierce today. They got extensive work, both of them, right? And when we say extensive work, everybody was out of pads, right? There was more of a walkthrough day. But they were actually walking through and in with their position groups, in with getting snaps with the offense and the defense in a way we hadn't seen. We'd either seen them yesterday or Monday off on the side doing work and not really participating with the team, or in the building somewhere and not even outside to see them. Today they were actually in drills going through the walkthrough, and both of them got extensive work with the first teams, including Damian Pierce. He got extensive work with the first team, according to Aaron Wilson. And when they lined up the first-team defense, Clint, Azeez Alshire was one linebacker, and Christian Harris, who has not been on the field. Hell, C.J. Gardner-Johnson was playing second team for about 2 weeks before they let him on the first team.
Wow, dude.
Christian Harris walked right in and took the spot that Henry Toa had been playing, and he was with the ones as they were walking through alongside Azeez Alshire, which was interesting to me, Clint, immediately that he was in that position.
Yeah, it is interesting, but you know, if you look at the theme of camp here, it's on brand for the Texans. The whole rotation, you better stay ready. You never know when I'm going to throw you in there. You never know, you know, I'm going to surprise coaches and players. D'Amico said yesterday, I even like to throw it on my coaches sometimes of surprises and see how they're going to respond and what their plan is. And so here's the deal: I think it is a test for those two guys. I don't for any in any way, shape, or form expect to see those guys this weekend.
Yeah,
versus Minnesota. But we talked a little bit about it yesterday. Look, I think when you look at Christian Harris on this defense, that's a game changing type player. And if you look at the offense now with no Joe Mixon, for the foreseeable future. All of a sudden, Dameon Pierce becomes a game-changing piece. Damn sure in the preseason. Damn sure in a sense of getting reps. You know, you don't want to overplay Nick Chubb, right? To be honest with you, you'd rather not give Dari Ogunbowale a boatload of reps. And so what do you do? How do you get through the preseason? I would think they're going to bank on Dameon Pierce there until Joe Mixon gets back. Dameon Pierce, the dynamic went from a Dameon Pierce's days are numbered.
You said you think he still may not make the team.
I thought he was done. But then the Joe Mixon deal, I didn't know. I was not even aware that Joe Mixon was going to miss this much camp, much less potentially week one, you know, up to week one. Yeah. I had no idea. That changes the dynamic in the running back room. I like Woody Marks. They like Jawar Jordan. I don't know. I've not seen enough to say I like him or I don't like him. Dari Ogunbowale is not a guy that I want to be my plan. I don't even care if it is with Joe Mixon being injured. I don't want that to be part of my plan going into the season. But with Dameon Pierce right now, he has got to be your number two running back behind Nick Chubb. Assuming he gets healthy in week one, Joe Mixon's not ready, and he's ready. He has got to be your number two guy. I don't know how you go into a game with a new system where your quarterback, your whole offense appears to be struggling, learning, and picking this thing up, you know, 2 weeks into camp. I don't know how you go into that thing with Woody Marks or Jawar Jordan as your number two running back and think that's gonna have legs. So Dameon Pierce, the significance and the importance of Dameon Pierce has done a 180 for me with the Joe Mixon news.
Yeah, yeah. When that's the thought is because and you know Nick Chubb ain't gonna get right off the bat.
That's right.
All of those carries, and then are you ready to go to Woody Marks? Like, are you ready to go? Like, you would think you want a veteran that you are comfortable with, and at this point, that's why I said, man, Dameon Pierce is missing some crucial time to really give himself a chance. And now I think with that Joe Mixon injury, he does have a major chance. But to me, like, the Christian Harris thing is, I love it. I believe he just brings something to the table that I don't think anyone else has in that linebacking room. And I just, you never knew what was going on, because last year it felt like he was getting healthy scratches just defensively, but playing special teams in the playoffs. And it felt like maybe this wasn't just an injury thing, that this was something more than it. Well, I mean, they didn't even warm up. Hey, man, get on in there. You're right there next to him. And I like that plan. I personally feel a lot better about Azeez and him in there, or him being one of the guys in there all the time. Because EJ Speed's been there every day. And as you've said, hell, I don't think they just bring in EJ Speed to be sitting on the bench. Yeah. Henry Toa Toa has been there most of the time and maybe was one of the most improved players on the team last year. And he walked right in and they put him in with the first unit, which I think gives you maybe I'm thinking too much of it, but to me, gives me a clear thought that they think really highly of him, and he is what their plan is to be a starter.
I don't think you're overselling it, Ronnie. Let's be honest, Christian Harris is that caliber player where when you're healthy, he walks in and he takes Henry Toa Toa's place, period. But the when you look at it, to me, I've said this all along, like, I believe that your two Mike linebackers are Azeez Al-Shaair and Henry Toa Toa. And your two wheel linebackers, your number two inside backer, that more of a speed backer, is EJ Speed and Christian Harris. Christian Harris is healthier than EJ Speed in that. Yeah. And then in obvious passing situations, boom, you put them two in there together and you got some real speed, you got some real athleticism at that position. I think if you put Henry Toa Toa and Azeez Al-Shaair on the field together, I think offenses are going to target the linebacker, the second level of defense. I think they're going to attack it early and often. And I think you got problems. You got problems if you're, especially when you got the rush that we have, people trying to get the ball out early. You can get the ball out early on those two guys. And so I like the move. I think it's on brand for the Texans to throw Christian Harris in there with the ones to test him and see how much he's been paying attention. But I do think I think the reality is EJ and Christian Harris, I think, will end up being the other inside off-ball linebacker. And I think Toa Toa is ideally right behind Azeez. Those two guys are Mike linebackers.
Yeah. Frank Z on YouTube and Twitch says, if DP plays Saturday, then something's up with Mixon. I don't think that matters at all. Something is up with Mixon. There's no whether Damian Pierce plays or not. Like there is a chance that he doesn't play week one. Right? There's a chance. Yeah. Like they've already talked about when Ian Rappaport first reported this, saying he could be out the entirety of the preseason and training camp, which leaves week one up. Right, he's not going to be. Joe Mixon got 30 carries week one last year against the Colts.
Yeah.
Right? That's not happening this year. And so whether Damian Pierce plays or not, as Clint said, I'd be surprised if he does. He walks right. I mean, he hasn't even been in pads yet. Right? He hasn't hit yet. So I don't think he's going to play. But no, there is something up. Like there's an injury there with Joe Mixon that gives him a space where he may not be ready.
Yeah, well, I mean, just the importance of Damian Pierce. Look, there is, I mean, it would be, in 2025, the way they treat these players and take care of these players, it would be borderline criminal for him to play in a game on Saturday. Literally, he has participated in one walkthrough this training camp. We're living in a day and age where the ramp-up period, the acclimation period was 5 days, four practices in 5 days for the entire team. And now the thought is a running back's going to go through a walkthrough on Wednesday. Probably a walkthrough on maybe a little practice on Thursday, travel Friday, play Saturday. I just don't see them doing that to a player. Now, it may crazier things have happened, and Damian Pierce may be a guy that they need him to go out there and play well so that they can trade him. So maybe there's some things that outweigh, you know, the practice. But having not taken a hit yet to do that the first time in a game situation against the Vikings, that would be a little risky, I think, for D'Amico and Nick's blood. Hell, that'd be risky for my blood, and I'm old school.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue here, Astros, they get going to try to sweep the Marlins today coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll get you ready for that. And simply this, how much stock are you putting in Spencer Arrighetti's start today? We'll tell you what you need to be looking at and how you should watch this one today. That's coming up next right here live on the Drive.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Mokerum Injury Lawyer Studio. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Busy show coming for you. We got Roflo coming up at 3:40 to get his thoughts on the Astros. By the way, the Astros last night, they did what they had to do. They beat the hell out of the Marlins, and the bats have been out. And that is big for them. Listen, you know you got a bullpen game going. It is big for you to kind of get them some room to work with. And right off the bat, the best Astro of all time, Jose Altuve, hits a two-run bomb to kick things off, and they never, ever looked back. As they win 7-3, win the first two games of this series, and now going for the sweep as they start play at 3:40. We will keep you updated, so stay right here on Houston Sports Leader and The Drive as we will let you know. But today's a big one, Clint, because Spencer Arrighetti is back. He has not pitched since April. He has had two starts this year. He has pitched 9 2/3 innings, and he is returning. His last start in Sugar Land last week, he went 4 2/3 innings, 79 pitches, and he had 5 Ks in that game. And as we did hear from Joe Espada today, he said that what they're looking for with Arrighetti is for him to get 80 to 85 pitches to work with today. So that is the pitch count for him, 80 to 85 pitches for Spencer Arrighetti, and that's what they're looking. So hopefully he can get in. Again, 79 pitches. He got almost through 5 in his start in Sugarland. Obviously, that is going to be different than facing the Marlins, but that's what they're looking for. And I throw this out to you and the folks, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, jump in as well. What is it? How much stock are you putting into what you see today from Spencer Arrighetti?
Well, I'm putting a lot in it, Ryan, because, look, I know he's not the only one that's coming back in the near future and over the next, call it, 50 games that the Astros have left in the season. But I think he is the top prospect of all the guys coming back.
He's the top one.
I expect him to come back and – continue developing and maturing and performing the way that we watched him previously last year. And I think last year, after last year coming into this season, before he decided to play long toss in left field during Mariners batting practice, I think it was safe to say that the expectations were that he's going to be a third starter in this rotation. And he was going to be a potentially a really good third starter. The question was more of how good of a third starter is Spencer Arrighetti going to be. And given the fact that he didn't have Tommy John, there was nothing wrong with shoulder, back, elbow, neck, anything that's going to – it was a hand and it was a fracture, and it he should come back as strong or stronger than he was before. And so this is not a throw-in with a new tendon in his damn elbow. Yeah. This is something that I expect him to be good. Maybe not great, but I expect him to be good. And I mean, this is the guy that I'm banking on. This is the guy that, as Astros fans, we got to be banking on more so than the others to fill that third spot. I mean, Christian Javier's more than capable, assuming that but he hadn't pitched in forever. You know, yeah, there's other guys, but damn.
His is Tommy John, Garcia's Tommy John. This one is more. Not really anything to do with his elbow or shoulder or anything. It was just a freak bone break in a finger.
Yep. JP France is what, shoulder?
Shoulder.
Or his shoulder, some kind of shoulder.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Injury. So all these guys are coming back that have had some kind, to some degree, elbow or shoulder injury or surgery. And, you know, I don't really know how their body's going to respond to that. It's Spencer Arrighetti. I mean, hell, he should come back stronger. I mean, he should literally physically, like in the last, 4 months? Or what has it been, 2 months?
Before, April.
I mean, his ass should have been hammering the weight room. Couldn't throw.
Yeah.
I mean, he should have been hammering the weight room. He should be in great shape. I mean, there's no reason not to be. And so, yeah, I expect Spencer Arrighetti, maybe not tonight to be nails, but I expect him long-term to be a real factor in the Astros season and in the postseason for the Astros. Yeah,
to me, there is no reason for anybody to walk away from today's game pissed at Spencer
Arrighetti. No. I'm not overreacting. Like, yeah, no.
There's no – now – If he comes out here and goes, you know, five, six innings, four Ks and one run, Yeah, you're going to be excited. But if he comes out here and throws 3 2/3 and gives up 3 or 4 runs and you know, doesn't look clean, that, you know, that's fine too. I mean, I don't expect that he's going to be sharp. I don't expect that he's going to be.
Right,
right now, I would say, what do you say, 5 starts maybe? 3 to 5 starts where you're looking at, all right, let's see if he's getting himself comfortable.
Yeah,
let's see if he's getting himself, you know, used to not pitching in 4
Man,
months.
It's so hard for me though, Ron, because I just it seems like the only way that I'd be disappointed is if he doesn't have command of the ball.
I mean, like you may be disappointed, but I would
say,
that
pisses me off when it's anybody.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to be like, boy, we are screwed now with the Spencer Arrighetti.
No, I'm not going to overreact and be out on him. No, but I do. The pitch count's cool. Even if he gets hit around the park a little bit at the big league level, cool, not a big deal. But if he goes out there and really struggles with location to the point that his pitch count runs up and he walks a bunch of guys, that just gets under my damn skin anyway. So I'll probably be a little beside myself with that.
But. Yeah, we start to get to starts, you know, 6, 7, 8. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's why for me the Lance thing has become a little bit more serious, right? We started getting past 10 starts with Lance. And yeah. You know, before he had that absolutely devastating blister that, I mean, I don't think, with the exception of Marvel characters, would be able to get through it. Before he had that that blister, like, there was the concern of, like, damn, man, he is, like, it's not early anymore, man. We're about 10, 12 starts into this puppy. And he is still throwing 25 pitches, it seems like, an inning. Right. You know, to me, I don't expect him to be sharp. So someone said, if he can give me 5 innings, I mean, 5 innings, man, hell, he ain't thrown 5 innings yet. I mean, if he can give me a good 4 and let's keep this thing, you know, 3 runs or less. Like, to me, that's a pretty good thing. And his velocity is up. That's a pretty good thing. I the expectation for any of these pitchers. That's the other thing about the trying to get a guy like Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease is ready to go right now. Like, those guys are ready. They are in regular season form right now. Whenever Christian Javier hopefully gets back up here, or France, or 3 Technique, Luis Garcia.
Luis, yep.
Whenever they get up here, you know, they're not going to be in midseason form. They're not going to be in playoff form, right? They're going to need some starts to get under their belt. To hopefully get back to pitching at that type of level. And so hopefully he does. So have a good one. Sorry, AJ. Oh, AJ Blubaugh, he took the hit. He's the one that had to go down. Big performance from him last night.
Hey, we talked about Kikuchi and Blubaugh yesterday. We all in one first segment, man. One was great.
That sounds about right.
It was great.
I don't know how
comfortable Luke was with it, by the way, but he played a lot.
His pretty ass. He's fine with it. He's fine with it. All right. Coming up as we continue, yesterday, I heard yesterday the offense had a bounce back performance. Heard they played well. Heard they ran the ball, was physical. I listened to Seth and Sean, talked about they had a good performance. It's good to hear positive stuff going on with the Texans offense. I do, however, have one question about something. I did see what occurred with their offense yesterday, and I think we can discuss that coming up next.
God bless, brother.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Okay. Smacking that thing, huh?
Hello, Akon.
Smack that, huh?
All on the floor.
Smack from the bottom, or you come up top or side? Never mind.
All on the floor. Until you get sore.
I'm high and outside.
You're high outside.
I'm high and outside. You get on that crease on the underside, it's just more of a little kind of a little,
yeah,
little
I'm
playful
up,
jiggle kind of
I'm
thing.
An
you
uppercut.
Know, I'm
an uppercut. I'm coming
Oh, you're coming
up.
Underneath an uppercut.
Yeah, uppercut.
Yeah, some upward direction is key, I would say.
I'm more
high cheese.
I'm either lateral, like direct lateral approach or slightly downward.
Yeah. I'll tell you this too. Hand slightly cupped, major key alert.
No?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
No, that wasn't a question. I'm letting y'all know.
Oh, I know what you're letting you know. I'm just
I appreciate your input, but no, that's just factual. Gotta give the Dry family some tips on smacking that ass.
My man said, "Ron, that was champ slice. That was a windmill. No, I think that was a
windmill technique
how
works.
How are you cupping it?
Yeah, I don't. And you're not getting good sound out of it.
I'm not saying like I said slightly a slight cup to the hand when smacking that ass. It make a world of difference.
I mean, you're gonna hurt somebody.
Now, sometimes she wants to.
Sometimes I do.
Filthy animal.
Sometimes I do come over the top with Will.
Oh, it's a good firm contact, not hard, just a firm contact.
Depends on the lady and what
good
you want.
Good firm contact.
You can't come soft in.
Everything right hits flesh at once, right? Good. There's no fingers first. Like Tyler, it sounds like you're digging your claws in first on your.
Didn't say anything about scratching up a cheek, man.
Well, it seems like you are. Like, just get some good.
No, it's a slight cup.
Because you're going slight cuff. It seems like you're coming in and you're holding on. Like you're coming in and holding.
Like a Charles Barkley golf swing. Like
you're
I get
coming
stuck.
In to a slap to a palm. That's what it sounds like you're doing.
It's all circumstantial. It's all circumstantial. A ton of ways and routes.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their five other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about, golf.
Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some avenues you can go with this smacking it at.
I'm going for
an Akon
Toddis. I'm at the end of the quarter, and I'm going for a 2-for-1. Bam, bam.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Like these guys do their high five now on the bottom side,
too. I'm getting
my
shot up with 27 seconds left to be able to come back on the other side to get that 2-for-1.
That's original right there. That's like thinking with some creativity, like a McVay offense or something. Yeah. I like that.
That's it.
I'll be honest with you. The smacks, I mean, mine are selfish smacks.
You suck. Let her have it every once in a while, all right?
You don't have to be asked to do it, do you?
No. I don't even know if she enjoys it. It is fully selfish. It's just something about filling my hand up all at once. It's something about it does it for me. I guess I should probably see if it does it for her before I try it again, huh, boys? I mean, it's just something about, you know, getting you. I mean, just knowing
you. Clint's asking questions later.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, babe, by the way, you like that for the last 4 years? I guess more like 10 years, but
Let's go for more like 12.
Well, surely none of us are married to any women that wouldn't speak the hell up and tell us if they didn't like it, though.
Yeah. I don't think she dislikes it. Hell, I wouldn't do it if she did. But I just wonder if it. I doubt it does as much for her as it does for me.
I've heard of.
Ooh, that's aggressive.
I just ate somebody.
Well, if I hear that, it's damn sure because my hand. I promise. It's damn sure because
it was
too hard of a smack.
CJ Stroud, the quarterback.
But no, but yesterday apparently was a great practice of cuffing or slapping around by the offensive line. Yesterday, I heard they were physical. Heard it was a better day for the offense. Like, I know it was rough because I was here Monday. Sean Pendergast said, and the promo was running. It looked like two different franchises, he said. The offense appeared to be completely demoralized by the end of the day on Monday. But I was listening around and reading around. It looked like from at least especially a running game performance, and that's the one thing we don't know that's hardest to see in training camp, that it did look like the offensive line in particular was more physical and played more violent up against that front seven that the Texans put out. So, I mean, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. I don't know
I don't know how good it was or wasn't yesterday. I don't know that even when you're there that you can see a whole hell of a lot. Now they're Sean and Seth both, you know, there was a big difference in what we'd seen previously and what we saw yesterday, or what they saw yesterday, in a sense of it was a full pad, short yardage day, and Nick Chubb, he ate. Nick Chubb had a day. Ron, I said this yesterday, man, and I understand wholeheartedly why we focus so much and everybody focuses so much on the pass protection. It's easy to see. It was a major problem last year. It's easy to see that it's a major problem this year in training camp. It's easy to see on a daily basis when somebody misses a block or when somebody struggles because you see CJ gets impacted, the pocket collapses, right? But the reality of it is I'm more interested in whether the Texans can be all the things that it takes to be a better run football team. I'm more interested in are they that than I am can they protect?
Yeah.
I mean, that may sound crazy to some people, but I just think the protection.
It will help their protection.
I mean, if they can't protect C.J. Stroud to a respectable degree, D'Amico and Nick should fire everybody on the offensive side of the football at midseason. Like I'd be with everybody. You're all gone. You've all had more. You've all had multiple opportunities.
Tyler, could you imagine that press conference? Clint, yep. Week 10.
Blaring out.
Week 9. Help. That's it, guys. Come on.
We're gonna bring Pep back. We're gonna bring Pep Hamilton back.
Let's get out. Hey, Ed, get your stuff. Let's go. Lincoln, get your. Let's go.
It's what I wish the Astros would do right now with the training staff.
Davis, put your playbook down. Let's go!
Come on, General Mills, get the hell out of here!
I mean, that's how
come on, Ben!
That's how bad I think it'll have to be in order for them not to be at least a respectable pass-protecting football team. If the reason I'm more interested in the run game stuff is because if they're operating as one, if the standard, the accountability, the chemistry in that O-line room has changed to the point where they're actually physical and can run the football, that is an absolute game changer. So, to your point, short yardage day yesterday, apparently they had the physicality. The O-line showed up in the right frame of mind. They had some success. To me, that is a big, big deal, and it's as big a deal as any bad day they've had in the past game.
Let me ask you this. Along with hearing the offensive line was more physical, the one thing I saw yesterday was Kamari Lassiter had his best practice of camp and really stepped through and had multiple picks, Clint. And those picks came off C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
Right? And C.J. Stroud, I'm not as certain, had his best practice yesterday. Davis Mills, I read, had a pretty good practice, but he threw a couple of more interceptions to Kamari Lassiter, and I'm not keeping account of it, Clint, but it does feel like as they're doing 7-on-7s in teams, Clint, that there are multiple interceptions a day coming from C.J. Stroud. And I'm curious from you, are the interceptions that we're seeing in practice coming multiple times a day, are they concerning to you at all?
Yeah, they are? Absolutely. Now, not knowing what they were trying to get accomplished with that particular play, not knowing whether the receiver ran the right route or the quarterback made the right decision, not knowing how many of the interceptions were truly good throws, got tipped around. I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but just generally speaking as a quarterback, like for me yesterday, I hear about the two interceptions and then I hear everybody talking about, oh, it was a better day for the offense. How? Like, if your quarterback's going out there and throwing interceptions and getting sacked, how is it a better day for the offense? Now, it came to light that Davis Mills lit him up. Davis Mills lit the twos up pretty bad yesterday, and so that obviously would make sense of how it'd be a better day for the overall offense. But, yeah, the interceptions from C.J. Stroud, they seem to be – this year they seem to be less focused on interceptions as they discuss things and kind of as they respond to things. And we've all just kind of swept these interceptions under the rug. But yeah, CJ, the turnover, when you're throwing, like the last practice I watched, he had two team periods. He got four reps in each one, eight total plays. Two of them were runs, six passes. You had three or four sacks. You had a scramble. So your point is you're very limited in the reps that he's getting anyway, and when you're throwing interceptions, it's a tough pill to swallow, no doubt. Any way you slice it.
Clint, I have never given a damn about training camp interceptions. I will never forget. Patrick Mahomes went through a point when I was covering the Chiefs. He threw like seven interceptions in 2 days, and it became a huge deal. Like it became a national conversation. Oh, my God, he threw seven interceptions in 2 days of practice. He's really throwing interceptions. And I remember just laughing at it. Who gives a damn? The guys are taking chances. This one I do check up a little bit, Clint, because they ain't throwing the ball down the field a lot.
Yeah.
Like, this is a lot of – it's not a lot of like, all right, hey, man, you know, in spring training – yeah, man, you know, Hunter Brown got lit up for three home runs because, hell, he's just throwing fastballs every time because that's what he's working on. It's not like they're like, hey, man, we're going to stretch the field today. Like, we're throwing the ball downfield. We're working on that to put the ball in more harm's way. They're not throwing a lot down the field. They're doing a lot, you know, timing stuff of what you would think they're going to do, and it's picks. 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. Yeah. It's picks in the flats. It's stuff like that. It's coming across the middle to the tight end that's right in the middle of the field where Kalen Bullock is doing things. So I normally don't really take a lot into it, but these aren't interceptions of, all right, man, we're pushing it down the field and I'm throwing it into tight coverage, or I'm putting it in harm's way and taking chances.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that I would say, you know, I don't want to spend too much time. There's no, like, I'll never get on these airwaves. I don't care if it's practice, 7-on-7, team, blitz period, 2 minute. I don't care if it's a preseason game. Interceptions always matter. Turnovers always matter. It doesn't matter. That is just the case. So it's always very, very real. But there is a dynamic of the Texans are trying to install this offense. They are not game planning for what the Texans defense is throwing at them. Like, ideally, in a perfect world, you'll go into week one in the Rams and you'll know, hey, with the Rams, their favorite two or three pressures are these three right here. And when they pressure, they use one of these three 70% of the time, right? And so you've got a game plan for those three pressures. You scout it. You know what you're looking for. When you see it, you identify it. Boom, you got an answer that's built specifically to beat that pressure. That's not going on over here with the Texans right now. They're not game planning the Texans. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't at some point decide to. You get tired of getting your ass whooped. At some point, we're going to put a couple of wrinkles in
and
here.
There's and there's a deal of some of it is, like, these guys have been watching these routes and OTAs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some of it is that. Yep. I'll listen to that as well. But it is. I mean, we're rolling 2 to 3 a day.
Yeah.
It's what we're seeing in these.
I'll listen to any of it until anybody shapes their mouth to say it doesn't matter, because it matters.
Coming up, the Astros, they get going here in about 40 minutes or a little over 40 minutes or so. Looking for a sweep. Is there something that is happening today in the lineup that the Astros should do moving forward, especially when they get to the playoffs? Let's discuss that coming up next.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.